you'll notice substance abuse is really a fairly small percentage, 7. That does not mean that's all of the people that need substance abuse services. It's because probably we've estimated about 85 to 90% of our mental health clients are also substance abusers. So there's a huge need. That's just all the money we get. And so we're not doing very much. There is the orange pie slice is jail-based services. We have really seen, since the Sandra Bland Act was passed a few years ago, I don't know if you all are familiar with that, but there was a suicide in Texas in jail, a woman named Sandra Bland. And after that act, after that happened, an act was passed for jail-based assessments. And the jails got so freaked out about this. They were so frightened of lawsuits. Some of our counties, the increase in assessments requested went up like 800%. I mean, they wanted every single person who came in the jail assessed for suicidality. They were so frightened. It's kind of calmed down a little bit now, but we still now are in the jails a lot doing mental health assessments. We do a lot more VA work. It used to be that VA wouldn't turn loose of any of those funds, and we didn't see any veterans at all, but we can. There aren't that many VA facilities in Texas, and so we can really treat them better in our system, and we're getting money for that. ECI is a little tiny slice. Those are the early childhood intervention programs, wonderful programs. And we see kids as young as 1 day old, 1 day to 3 years. Actually, we say 0 to 3. And those are for kids that have developmental disabilities that show up really early, like Down syndrome kids. And they're great programs. We don't do as much of that as we used to because it doesn't pay for itself. And so there is, unless there's another source of funding to supplement that, we really just can't see them. Factors in service delivery. The Surgeon General finally recognized mental health as a health condition as late as 1999. Reorganization of the Health and Human Services System, where TDMHMR, the Texas Department of Mental Health and Mental Retardation, was rolled into Health and Human Services. Incompetency determination in criminal cases in 2003. The state got sued because we didn't do competency restoration for people. And so our state hospitals now are pretty much full of people awaiting competency restoration in the hospital. And the funding hasn't been there, I'll talk about this a little later on a slide, to do outpatient or jail-based competency restoration. But at that point, the department had to turn loose of money for us to put people that had not been arrested on a criminal charge that needed hospitalization. We now hospitalize most of those people in local psychiatric hospitals rather than sending them to the state hospital. Crisis response and crisis response and outpatient capacity. When you ask counties, what do you want? They want crisis services. They want some place where their police that pick up somebody that's mentally ill, they want to take them somewhere close and rapidly get them admitted. They do not want to drive them all the way across the state to El Paso. I always pick on El Paso when I say this, but we don't have that many hospitals. And so, and sometimes that would happen. So they want a close place. And we've really increased funding for crisis stabilization units, which are a little like mini hospitals, crisis extended observation units, and we can take people picked up on warrants to both those places. Crisis respite and crisis residential facilities. Those are overnight facilities that are voluntary, the two latter ones. Integrated care, we now do primary health care for our patients. Because if you're schizophrenic, you're not going to get your blood pressure checked or your blood sugar. And so we do a lot of that for our patients at this point. And then substance use disorder treatment, those people at the state that do the substance abuse, it's hard to get them to turn loose of those funds. But we're trying. Other factors, of course, 1115 waiver, we're still working under that. Medicaid and mental health rehab. When you become schizophrenic, when you're a late teenager or early adult, you miss out on developing a lot of life skills that the rest of us developed when we were in high school or went to college. And so we do a lot of rehab activities with people with psychotic disorders. Increased capacity appropriations. We had a huge wait list at some point. Mental health first aid. Mental health first aid is a really good course. I took it myself, that we teach in the schools. And it helps school personnel recognize when kids have mental illness and need intervention and the appropriate way to do that. And then the certified community behavioral health centers, I'll talk about that a little later.